Il est temps maintenant de retrouver Hugo, chargé de communication pour le Café Charbon. Igalaï Chéri a répondu à ses questions à l'occasion de sa venue au Café Charbon samedi prochain, une de ses deux seules dates en France à l'occasion de sa tournée européenne. Can you love somebody that you never met? I can't stop thinking about you. Can you miss somebody that you don't know yet? I can't stop thinking about you. When I saw you, you didn't notice. One of those moments just passing by. You don't know this, but I fell hopeless right on that corner. Lost track of time. Can you love somebody that you never met? I can't stop thinking about you. Can you miss somebody that you don't know yet? I can't stop thinking about you.
Hi, Igalaï.
Hey, Hugo, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, we are very glad to have you here on Back FM, and very glad also to have you at Le Café Charbon in Nevers for sold-out show.
I'm looking forward to it.
So you are back on the roads. How does it feel to get back on stage?
Igalaï Chéri, tu es de retour sur les routes. Qu'est-ce que ça fait de remonter sur scène?
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Tomorrow.
C'est fantastique.
It'll be the first gig. It's been, you know, like it is for many musicians, but it's been a hard time with the whole COVID pandemic.
Avec la pandémie,
to all the touring, so I'm very happy to get back on the touring.
Ça a été compliqué pour les artistes d'arrêter les tournées, les concerts. Il est très content de retourner sur scène.
And you just released your album, Back on Track.
Yes.
While, while listening to your album, honestly, I can't help but telling people, I can't help but telling myself that it's the perfect album to go on the road, kind of a road trip.
Yeah.
Was it intentional?
Ton album Back on Track vient de sortir. Quand on écoute cet album, on se sent un peu comme dans un road trip. C'est un peu comme le parfait album pour être sur la route. Est-ce que c'était une intention de ta part?
I think so.
Je crois que oui.
I toured with the Last Streets of You album for just over a year, and
pour son dernier album, il était sur la route pendant plus d'un an.
I started writing songs that I was missing in my set list, and I wanted to write some songs that would work well live. And then when I recorded, I wanted to get into the studio as fast as possible and catch the energy that we all had on stage and the energy the audience and the crowd were giving us. And I think that's what I did. The album has that.
Il écrivait et en revenant en studio, il a tout de suite voulu mettre cette énergie en chanson. Mm-hmm.
Sur ce dernier album, on a un peu l'impression que les chansons sont construites comme des hymnes, qui sont faites pour être chantées par des publics dans des salles de concert. Est-ce que tu as prévu de nous faire chanter pour le concert au Café Charbon? Qu'est-ce qu'on peut attendre de cette tournée?
I also got the feeling that a lot of your songs from this album are built, kind of built like hymns, you know, that can be sung by crowds.
Yeah.
Do you plan on making us sing on the show? What can we expect from this tour?
I'm a very big fan of going to concerts and being in the audiences.
Il préfère presque être mêlé au public que d'être sur scène.
And when you travel around the world and play, you realize how different one place can be from another.
En tournée, tous les endroits et les publics sont différents.
Sometimes the crowd gives us a lot right away, and we have to give them more to get them going. But the whole goal is to everyone together, you know, sing.
Le principal, c'est que tout
le
monde chante.
I love standing in the crowd as in an audience and singing, and so yeah, we'll definitely get some people going. But I've had so many great concerts in France, and it's one of my favorite countries to tour. So I'm really looking forward to this.
La France est un de ses endroits préférés. Il a de très bonnes expériences ici et a hâte de faire ses concerts.
We can't wait too. In your song Kansas, you say "Ain't no place like home." Do you consider touring? Kind of finding a home anywhere you can play music.
Dans ta chanson Kansas, tu dis Ain't no place like home. Est-ce que tu considères qu'être en tournée, c'est un peu comme trouver une maison dans chaque endroit où tu joues de la musique?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my father was a jazz musician and we traveled a lot.
Son père était un musicien de jazz.
Especially when I was in my young years on tour.
Il voyageait en famille pendant les tournées.
And for me, the tour bus is my second home. It's a place I feel very much at home. I have music friends that don't like touring in the bus, but I love it.
Il a grandi avec le bus, c'est un peu comme une deuxième maison.
I just love, you know, getting up the next morning, being in a new town, in a new country.
Il aimait se réveiller dans le bus, être dans une nouvelle ville, un nouveau pays,
the place and the food,
découvrir
and
la culture, la nourriture et faire le concert le soir.
Job in the world.
C'est le meilleur job du monde d'après lui.
Well, and to enjoy Nevers, we can recommend...
Yeah, I've never been there, so I'm really excited.
Pour ne rien te cacher, Gala Chéri, ici à Nevers, on a une culture rock'n'roll assez profonde et... beaucoup, beaucoup de jeunes groupes. Quel serait ton conseil pour eux?
Well, I'm going to tell you that we have a deep rock and roll culture here and okay. A lot of young promising bands. What would be your advice for one of them or for every single one of them?
Well, number one is you got to make sure you're making the music you want to make.
Il faut être sûr de faire la musique.
When you get your first record deal, a lot of record companies will be having opinions about what you should do, and it's so important that it ends up being something that's 100% you, because you have to sit and do all the interviews and all the promotion. And
quand vous signez un contrat, il faut que ce soit pour jouer la musique qui vous représente, pour la promouvoir.
It's really important to just. So I wouldn't start trying to find record companies or make releasing music until you know you're there. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, once you're there and you're on tour, you got to have a diary. You got to write down
il faut aussi écrire,
a few words
toujours.
Every day of what you experienced that day, because I didn't do that. With all those first tours on my first album, I just wish I would have kept a diary. I remember a lot, but there's still things you forget because there were so many concerts, and it would have been great to be able to look in that book today.
En tournée, il ne l'a pas fait et regrette car il a des souvenirs de ses premières tournées, mais pas d'écrit.
Let's look back a bit on the past. As a teenager, you studied in a dramatic art school.
Quand tu étais plus jeune, tu as étudié dans une école d'art dramatique.
Did you thought at this time, your future will be in music rather than acting, or the contrary?
Est-ce que tu pensais que ton futur se ferait plutôt dans la musique ou plutôt dans la comédie?
And I was really into drama school.
Yeah.
I didn't want to cut you off. You had something more?
No. I was just asking if acting is still something you'd like to do, or you enjoy doing, or on your free time.
Est-ce que c'est toujours quelque chose que tu aimerais faire, la comédie?
I loved it, and it was also, I think, in retrospect, I needed to do something that was my own because music was such a big part of my family.
Il adorait jouer la comédie, mais il voulait faire quelque chose qui lui appartenait.
Even in high school, I had a band. My first band was in high school, so we were playing music, and I was acting because the school was, you know, a music department and dance department. So everybody was hanging out.
Au lycée, il faisait partie d'un groupe. Il jouait déjà la comédie et il faisait de la musique.
And what happened was when I graduated, I started getting work right away as an actor. So that was just kind of natural flow. But in my mind at the time, we were all very creative, you know, young people with lots of ideas. So I didn't really have a plan on exactly. I just knew I wanted to do lots of things. I wanted to act. I wanted to play music. I hadn't chosen which road I was going to follow. I just wanted to do everything.
Après être diplômé, but il a eu des opportunités dans la comédie, mais ne savait pas quelle voie prendre.
Putting my own ideas into the music, that's when I really started feeling like, okay, this is what I want to do. Because as an actor, you're just part of the script and the director and... I needed to do, going back to what I was talking about, I need to do something that I could say, this is me, this is 100% me, and the music was a way to do that.
Il a découvert la musique, ensuite, et le fait de mettre ses idées en chanson, ça a pris le dessus. Il voulait montrer qui il était, et ne pas se cacher derrière un rôle au cinéma.
It's still the same kick, get up on stage and make music.
La scène l'a toujours motivé.
No, I'm not going to go back to acting. I've done a couple of Swedish films.
Il ne retournerait pas à la comédie, même s'il a eu quelques rôles dans des films suédois.
And not make music, that wouldn't work.
Yeah. And what would you say to this young teenager in drama school now?
Qu'est-ce que tu dirais au jeune garçon que tu étais alors à l'époque?
In drama school?
Yeah, what would you say to this young boy that you were?
Oh, myself. Don't worry.
Ne t'inquiète pas.
It's going to happen. But it was a very, very good time. I'm so thankful because I know that teenage years can be quite difficult for many, especially today. And I was very lucky because when I got into that school,
les années d'ado sont pas faciles, mais il a eu de la chance.
I'd gone for 12 years in school, and not really. I'd always been very different in school, and
jeune, il était
never really fit
différent.
In totally. And when I got to that school, there were so many kids that were the same as me, with parents that were creative and had similar upbringing. And
comme
and
beaucoup de jeunes comme lui de son lycée d'art dramatique, il ne rentrait pas dans le moule.
I wanted to do so every morning. I wanted to go to school and. And those years, you know, we had so much fun. And being in a city like New York City, it was just perfect. So I was, there's nothing really.
Il faisait les choses qui lui plaisaient et aimait aller à l'école en grandissant à New York.
And
so I would probably say to myself, enjoy this. You're very lucky because this is a good time.
Definitely. And well, consider reflecting on your artistic life. For you, what growing up is as an artist. Do you consider growing up as an artist is more like finding your own voice, finding your own sound, experimenting, or more like defending your own positions?
Pour toi, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire grandir en tant qu'artiste? Est-ce que tu considères que c'est plus comme le fait de trouver sa voix, de trouver son son, d'expérimenter, ou plutôt de défendre ses positions en tant qu'artiste?
The music business is a circus.
L'industrie de la musique, c'est un cirque.
I was so incredibly lucky and I'm thankful that, you know, the first record did what it did and that Save Tonight took us on that
Save Tonight, son premier disque, a eu du succès,
but
et c'est une chance,
very, very fast.
Mais c'est arrivé très rapidement.
And nowadays, a lot of, you know, artists, it has to happen fast or, you know, your record company or whatever is going to not keep working with you, so... But in those days, there was still a little bit of the old school where you could build careers, and I really thought I was going to build slowly but surely and eventually.
Aujourd'hui, tout doit arriver vite, mais à son époque, on pouvait construire une carrière sur la durée.
So that was a bit of a shock. But once we went for the ride, it was you know 100%, and I released 3 albums and went nonstop and just kept touring and stuff. But there did come a point after my third album.
Après 3 albums, il a décidé de faire une pause.
Take a break, which I thought was going to be short, but it ended up being very long. But
elle s'est révélée être plus longue
que prévu.
It was
a bit too much, and I need to find my way back to normality.
Il avait besoin de trouver une vie normale.
I'm happy I took the break, but it's the music has changed a lot during that time. So it was a bit of a shock.
Il était heureux de prendre
un
break, mais tout a beaucoup changé durant cette période.
You often said that you'd rather choose the future over the past. The more you live, the more you have stories to tell.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, how do you keep on writing songs without being a victim of nostalgia or melancholia?
Tu as souvent dit que tu choisirais le futur plutôt que le passé. Mais le plus tu vis, le plus tu as d'histoires à raconter. Comment tu fais pour continuer d'écrire des chansons sans devenir une victime de la nostalgie ou de la mélancolie?
Well, there's nostalgia on this album. Back on Track has you know.
Back on Track, c'est un album plutôt nostalgique.
One of Those Days is a song that's about the party days in New York City.
One of Those Days est sur les fêtes de New York.
Dun 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 is about when I had to leave New York City because I just needed a change and the city was starting to wear me down. And
Dun 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 est sur son départ de New York car il avait besoin de changement.
So there is nostalgia, but that to me is there's nothing wrong with that.
C'est nostalgique,
but what's
mais
interesting
pas mal.
I find with a lot of my songs is even if the lyrics can be kind of heavy, the music is usually very positive.
Il peut écrire des paroles assez lourdes tout en ayant une mélodie positive.
Life is not always up, you know, there's a lot of down.
C'est comme une allégorie de la vie.
And there's a lot of heavy things that happen in life, you know, both my parents passed away, I lost my father very early. And there've been times where life has been dark.
Il a perdu ses deux parents, son père est mort très tôt.
I love to live and then when the good times come.
La vie n'a pas toujours été facile, mais il aime la vie.
You just gotta weather the storm.
Il est toujours reconnaissant pour les bons moments.
We all went through that big time with the pandemic and
la pandémie, ça a été difficile.
I think a lot of people were kind of questioning life and getting a bit nostalgic and and we all had to
beaucoup de gens se sont posé des questions, mais on a dû trouver la foi de continuer de vivre.
With the war in Ukraine and stuff, and life is hard, man.
La vie est dure.
Family, friends, music, good food.
Mais les amis, la famille, la bonne nourriture et les bons moments, c'est ce qui motive.
Finally, we'd like to know what are your thoughts on the artistic landscapes in music today. Who are the artists you keep an eye on?
Enfin, on aimerait savoir quelle est ta vision de l'industrie musicale aujourd'hui. Quels sont les artistes qui t'intéressent le plus?
There's so much music.
Il y a tellement d'artistes qu'il aime.
In France, I love Christine and the Queens. I think she is really, really cool, and the way she, not only the music she makes, but the way she does her concerts and the whole, very, very creative and very artistic.
En France, il aime beaucoup Christine and the Queens pour sa musique, mais aussi sa manière de mettre en place ses concerts.
Phoebe Bridgers in the United States, I think it's a fantastic songwriter.
Phoebe Bridgers est une compositrice fantastique.
Before the Grammys, I just discovered.
Avant les Grammys.
Bonnie Raitt's song that she just won a Grammy for, which I can't remember the name of right now.
Il a découvert Bonnie Raitt, qui a gagné le Grammy de la chanson de l'année.
A tear ran down my face because it was just such an intense, beautiful lyrics.
Sa chanson Just Like That est poignante.
Really inspiring that an old lady like Bonnie Raitt can still deliver some really good music. So that, you know, that's very inspiring.
C'est inspirant de voir une artiste écrire une chanson aussi émouvante.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Cherry, for your time.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see you on stage, really.
Yeah.
We are counting the days.
Yeah, so am I. See you in a few days.
Yes, bye. Thank you.
Eagle Eye Cherry pour Bac FM, merci à Hugo d'avoir assuré cette interview et merci à Eagle Eye Cherry d'avoir accordé de son temps. Il sera en concert, je le rappelle, au Café Charbon samedi prochain. C'est déjà complet, désolé, mais pour se remonter le moral et se rappeler de bons souvenirs, eh bien souvenez-vous, nous sommes en 1998 et Save Tonight passe sur toutes les radios. And a bottle of wine and a hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't start to cry. 'Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight.